More school districts are making students who fail their courses or flub annual standardized tests repeat a grade. Chicago was the first large urban district to do that. 8 years ago, the district ended what is commonly known as social promotion. This week, the Chicago school system tried to train parents to help nudge their own children to the next grade. From Chicago, NPR's David Shaper reports.
More than 2,000 Chicago Public School parents and caregivers boarded big yellow school buses for a field trip of their own. They headed to a city college campus for a workshop called Getting Your Child to the Next Grade.
Good morning. What grade are you here for?
Third, straight ahead.
Greeters at the door pointed the way to separate lecture halls for parents of third, sixth, and eighth graders. Those are the benchmark years at which Chicago schools can require failing students to repeat the grade. Florence Wheatley, mother of a third grader, wants to help her daughter pass.
This particular child needs a little bit more help. I don't want her to be retained in the third grade again.
Likewise, Brookie McNeil is concerned for her three grandsons.
My oldest grandson is a special ed student. You know, he doesn't learn through the normal routes.
The third grader is a dynamic student, but he does not perform well with exams. So I have to, do what I can to ensure that he gets what he needs in order to prepare, prepare himself for these exams.
After being handed thick binders full of school board policies and grade level standards, the parents took their seats in a large auditorium. There, they listened to a few top school officials and local politicians talk generically about the importance of parental involvement, while chiding the state for a lack of funding and the federal government for No Child Left Behind mandates. Mid-level education bureaucrats then long-windedly explain the score students need to be promoted to the next grade and the classroom curriculum. Linda Shea is from the Chicago Public Schools Office of Standards-Based Instruction.
What does a standards-aligned classroom look like? Well, you are likely to see children working on products that will show evidence of their mastery. For example,
this kind of education jargon had some eyes glazing, but other speakers offered specific tips for parents to help their kids learn. Instructional Officer Yvonne Womack suggests doing more than just listening to your child read.
We're going to ask them to tell us about what they read, right? They have to articulate. A lot of times our kids have it and they can't put it out there. They can't put it on paper or tell anyone about it. They can't show that they know it.
But there was no time for questions, and during the first break, the presentations were already annoying some parents.
The first session, while it was very informative, wasn't particularly useful to me.
Cassandra Goodwin-Burton is an attorney and mother of three school-aged children.
It was a little condescending and juvenile for my taste.
Her friend Jackie Moore, a mother of four, agreed the initial presentation was too slow-moving.
It's very useful that they identify a lot of the skills they have to have. The standards I could have done without because it's edge of speak.
Other parents say this kind of workshop would be more effective if taken directly to the parents that need the help the most, at individual schools, and in the evening when more can attend. The workshops help the school system meet a No Child Left Behind mandate to get parents involved and was paid for in part with No Child Left Behind funds. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.